Downloading.
Downloading. Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
So we stay at home, it's so easy to forget about people who live outside. And I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio, talking with Tim Birch, who leads the Human Services and Social Services Departments for Clark County. And this is a challenging time for the elderly, Tim. It's a challenging time for the homeless, and it's challenging for people with special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the folks who are elderly or who are out on the streets disproportionately have one or two other illnesses. You know, they call those comorbidities, technically, and this puts them at higher risk. And so they need our help now more than ever. We know that for folks who are living on the streets, there's no home to go quarantine or isolate in. And a lot of the traditional services that have been set up to serve them, even through volunteer organizations, are congregate in nature, meaning they have to come and be in large groups of people, stand in line to get the donation, stand in line to get the food, stand in line to get in a shelter. And that just really creates a high-risk situation for them.
Your team just opened up a quarantine shelter over at Cashman Field in downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, so, you know, we had some positive COVID tests in our local community, and it's in a shockwave early on through that system. So we had more people out on the streets than ever before because we had to do social distancing inside those shelters, which meant bed capacity was cut. So, you know, there was a well-publicized emergency plan set up for over the weekend where individuals were sleeping out in a parking lot. And of course, we knew there had to be a better way. We just needed time to react to it. So what we did was we got together along with some retired veterans via Team Rubicon, the city of Las Vegas, their wonderful fire department and their social innovation department there, along with all the Clark County agencies. And we just put together this plan that stood up the first of its kind, preemptive acute observation care unit for the homeless. So what that means is any individual that comes to any shelter or homeless provider in town, or even who's in the hospital that tests positive or is exposed and still asymptomatic, but we have a place for them to be. We have a place for them to get the proper medical care and work through their illness to support them on their other needs. If they have wound care, diabetes, all the other things that we typically see with individuals living on the street, and just really wrap them with all the services they would traditionally get in this pop-up hospital setting.
And this shelter literally just opened up over the past week. How's it been going so far?
Really great. Literally, we stood in a blank parking lot and dreamed big about what we can do. And, you know, 2 weeks and 2 days later, this facility was open. So it was done in a record time. And we've already got clients coming in. You know, daily census numbers are being popped out there. I think we had about 10 individuals that were confirmed in isolation, heavily symptomatic in what we call the red corridor of the facility. And then we had individuals who were exposed, tested positive, or asymptomatic, you know, not feeling quite as bad. And I believe there were about six of those individuals last night. And then we have our green corridor, which is our just quarantine. We're awaiting test results. You look fine, you feel fine. You just maybe had a fever when you checked into the shelter. And we keep those folks rolling in and out of that facility on a daily basis to get them, once they test negative, we want to discharge them back to the proper service array where they can continue to get the help they need.
We hear so many stats rolling through social media, and it's hard to know the reality of what's actually happening here in our own area. We're talking with Tim Birch. He leads the Human Services and Social Services Departments for Clark County. A lot of the stories we see on the news are out in New York or in the Midwest or in other parts of the country. And obviously, you know, New York and Detroit have really been having some challenges. Rhode Island's been having some challenges. But what do you see in Nevada?
What we're seeing here locally is that flattening the curve works. I know many of your listeners will have differing views on the steps that, you know, state and local leadership have taken, but I think from a statistical public health standpoint, they're working. We're seeing our spike be a lot lower than it could have been, but that doesn't mean that we should let off the gas pedal, so to speak, because for our most vulnerable populations, the homeless on the street or the elderly, you know, we've seen models that show for an elderly homeless person on the street that their risk of getting this is over 56% of that population will be exposed to this. And their potential death rate from that exposure is at 10% of that population. So it's much higher for our at-risk population. So by all of us everywhere, creating opportunities to house as many people as possible, to be able to isolate and quarantine our own families and keeping folks out of public spaces, it benefits everybody, especially the least of these, which, you know, from a shared faith standpoint, is really what we're called to do.
Now, Tim, you lead the Social Services and Human Services Departments for Clark County. And as a government official, what do you and your team wish most people understood about how government works in a crisis time?
So we spend a lot of time in kind of the off season, so to speak, planning for emergencies. And we do tabletop exercises and we run through what if scenarios. And at the Family Service and the Social Service Department specifically, you know, we had just done a tabletop exercise about how to be a point of distribution for a mass vaccine should something like that happen just a few months ago. So that training really helped us be prepared to stand things up very quickly. So we've been able to ramp on hotel and motel units for even first responders who find themselves exposed and don't want to go home to the elderly parent who they're giving care to or their small children and family. So we've got safe places for them to be. We're able to stand up overflow shelters. We were able to pop up this isolation quarantine medical unit there at Cashman for our homeless. We're able to, you know, stand up emergency overflow shelters for child welfare if they've been needed. So this preparation really kicks in and it takes a lot of coordination. So I would just want to say that I'd want people to know that their local leadership is prepared. We're working with local fire, law enforcement, and executive management at the highest levels to have things move as quickly as possible.
So from Tim, from your experience, and your team is seeing that this really is flattening the curve, the prep work that's gone into it and the social distancing and the way things have been closed have been working forward in our state.
So certainly, you know, the responses by state and local leadership are absolutely working. We've not seen the run on hospital beds that other communities have seen. We have been able to create expanded capacity in our system through great coordination throughout the valley, through all the local jurisdictions. So it's definitely working, and we just have to keep at it to make sure that we keep that curve flat and don't see a spike or resurgence on the back end of this.
It's so interesting. Normally this time of year, we're thinking about spring. We're making our plans for summer. The school year's wrapping up. And obviously now we're all at home and we wonder if the school year is even going to come back in session or if it's just going to start in the fall. And it's just a crazy time. There's a lot of uncertainty. We're actually talking with Tim Birch, and he leads the Family Services team and the Human Services team for Clark County in Nevada. Tim, your team is working through scenarios all year long, prepping for things like this that we're going through. It's really wild how normally a lot of our nonprofits are the ones that are coming alongside the county and the state to find ways to serve our homeless. And this is a season where that's not really happening because so much of the volunteer things are related to people going to a place and helping in tangible ways and serving tangibly one to another. And what have you seen people doing in creative ways to help instead?
So we've had some great examples of people helping. You know, there's a quote by the late Fred Rogers that said, you know, during times of crisis, look to the helpers. That's a way that his mom would help comfort him. So we've been looking to people who are helping the helpers as a way to kind of buoy our spirits as the frontline essential workers, responders. So we've had people who have, you know, made us homemade masks and come and distribute them to the staff at Child Haven, where children are being received because they've been removed from their families due to abuse or neglect, and they're awaiting a placement, a foster home. And we didn't have the proper levels of personal protective equipment as this whole thing kicked off because it was in such demand and limited supply that those volunteers really came through and helped make sure our staff and our children were safe. We've seen retired doctors and nurses, you know, come out of retirement and volunteer for the medical corps that the governor stood up. We just have had a lot of people say, I want to find a way to help. How can you use me? And that's been really reassuring. We've had local restaurants who, rather than shutting down, have continued to pay their staff to make meals to distribute to local shut-ins and senior citizens and families. And it's just been a really great time to see that we are really Vegas strong as a community. It's not just a bumper sticker. It wasn't something that just happened as a result of 1 October. It really is a mantra for our community. And that strength gives me encouragement to know that we will bounce back stronger than ever from this and any future crisis.
We're talking to Tim Birch today at SOS Radio, and he's the Administrator of Human Services for Clark County. He also works with Family Services as well. And Tim, this is a tough time. Obviously, we think about self-isolation, and Child Haven is one place that we can't forget about during a time like this, where there's a lot of students that have been in the foster care system. It's tough. What's happening with Child Haven right now?
For child welfare in general, professionals across the nation are calling this the silent pandemic. And that is because when children are not in school or preschool or around other caring adults all day, the number of calls coming into our hotline to report abuse and neglect drop because those children are isolated behind walls, often with their abuser. So what we do as a community is just call out, be a good neighbor. You know, if you see something, say something. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, please just call 702-399-0081. That's our child abuse and neglect hotline. Let us decipher if it's a real threat or not. Let the professionals go and investigate. If you have a feeling or a concern, please express it. Now, we need people looking out for our young people in this community. But by way of children who are at Child Haven, which is our emergency shelter where children await placement when they've been removed, we've just got an amazing team there. They have come to work every day since this crisis started, ready to help make sure those children are not traumatized anymore by what's going on around them in the world and just really feel loved. And we've even seen where we had to isolate a young person who tested positive, and that meant they had to have staff around them 24/7 during that process. And without hesitation, we had staff who volunteered to stay in that cottage with that young person 24/7 for over a week just to make sure they were taken care of, at great risk and peril to themselves. It's that level of response from our community, from our frontline workers, our first responders and essential workers that lets me know that we will get through this and be a better community on the backside of it.
Well, we're talking to Tim Birch today at SOS Radio, and he leads the Human Services and Social Services Departments for Clark County. Thanks for sharing with us today, Tim.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me come on. And I'd be remiss if I didn't just give a quick shout out to all of the frontline essential workers at Family Services, Social Services, and all of the local nonprofits that are still out in the hedges and the ditches. I was looking for homeless people, trying to talk them into coming in off of the street and getting the services they need and doing what they've been doing every day, but with this added chaos stacked on top of them.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.